Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of ASD is Ability. I'm going to start today talking about sound, and for two reasons. First of all, I'm recording this on an early morning after having been to a party, and I will explain more about that, which is going to be the main reason for this podcast. And also to explain how I'm recording. I had the urge to share with all of you my experience yesterday in a party as a person with ASD, and I pondered if I was going to wait until probably next week, so in a few days' time, to record it when I know I would have the perfect environment for recording with no sounds and just making the best possible sound experience. And then I thought, why wait for the perfect environment when the message is ready now and is fresh? And I decided just to record now, and I must apologize in advance. You might hear some background noises, or you might hear some people on the street or some cars passing by, which, regardless of how much filters I want to put later on, there's always coming through. It's just amazing how much sound these sort of microphones record these days. And the other area that you will notice is going to be my voice, which is a bit more gravelly than usual, and no surprises after a long party last night is having its effects, which, as long as you don't mind, in a way reflects that sort of immediacy of sharing with you how the party went and what it meant for me and how it worked in that way. This is really an easy way for me to share with you, because the episodes, as they come through, yes, there's a bit of planning in terms of what I'm going to be talking in the coming episodes. I cannot come switch on the mic and then expect that things will come naturally. There's a lot of preparation, as with someone with ASD, the structure is very important. And just simply, the ideas come as my life goes on. And I thought that given my experience before the party, during the party and after, would be a great idea to share with you how someone with ASD looks at party invitations and behaves in that sort of environment. I hope you find this episode useful to understand people with ASD. If you are throwing a party and one of your friends behaves in what I'm going to be sharing, if that raises some understanding, it's great. And if you are someone with neurodiversity and you're resonating with what I'm saying, or maybe you think that what I'm saying actually helps you to see in a different perspective, so then definitely it's worth going. So let's crack on. The party I'm going to talk today is one that relates to an ex-employee from a company I worked before. She's retiring, she has been in the company for 40 years, and she sent me an invite, like a lot of other people, to come and celebrate. So I was really touched, because I haven't been in that company for almost 10 years, and knowing that someone still thinks about me to be in that party, it was like really welcoming. So when I saw it, I thought, oh wow, great, thank you, and I'm very honored to hear about that. The party was quite select in terms of number of people, and not everybody in the company would be invited, so let alone people who have left. So I thought, well, that's great. And that was the invitation came through like probably a couple of months from now. You know, someone prepared very well, had to find a venue, etc. I thought, great. I put the date in my calendar, and I say, okay, I will tell you later in the closer to that date if I can do it or not. Which actually, when I sent that communication, was me doubting if I wanted to go or not. And I will explain more about that later on. So to start with, I put it in my calendar. Why? Because I really wanted to honor that person. I wanted to be in that event, someone just kind of about to retire after 40 years working in the comics. I wanted to be there. And part of me, I also wanted to see other people that either are in that company and I work with them, or people that left and part ways, and it's good to gather, as in I am in the wine industry and procurement, and you know, you go around and you see a lot of people. So that was the initial intent. However, I didn't say yes. And fast forward a few weeks and almost months, I did not make decision yet. And that takes me to the part I wanted to share with you about how people with ASD sees the parties itself. You know, there's a lot of preconception about thinking people with autism or degree of autism, ASD, or actually neurodiversity, they see parties in different way. And for someone with ASD like myself, a party is initially a quite daunting space. I myself feel willing to talk to people that I know when I have the right space, when I have the right environment. However, there's one element that is very difficult for me, which is about the background noise or background sensations. I can have a conversation with someone and I can really enjoy that conversation as long as it's in a quiet environment. And look, better proof than that is recording a podcast where I'm just myself here with my thoughts and putting in front of a microphone, and that's going to be recorded. And yes, there might be some background noises. I'm just really concentrating myself to just really think about what I'm saying and how it's coming through. However, in a party environment where they, or a noisy environment actually, when there's more people around, people with ASD hear more of the conversations as well. So it's more difficult to filter out all the conversations, to the point that sometimes just because it becomes a noise, becomes something in the background that really gets into the thought. And I have been in parties in the past where I'm talking to someone or someone is talking to me, I'm really trying to listen and I really struggle because I cannot hear 100% well what they're saying. Plus, I hear some loud music that part of my brain might be analyzing if I like it, if I don't like it, if I can recognize it, etc. Then I hear all the conversations around me, and it's not eavesdropping, it's just simply, it's coming through the same way that anyone could hear it. So anyone hears different levels of volumes of conversations. A brain can filter that out and can concentrate on just what is the main message coming from the other person. And that could be like looking at the lips or looking at the face and looking at the person in front of you. For a person though with ASD, that's more difficult. First of all, we are struggling a bit more with facial messages and expressions and reading the expressions. Therefore, we rely more on the sound, or at least that's my experience. And the moment there's other sounds coming through, starts blending in a bit, and then suddenly it's like it's such a hard work that it just really strains on the energy and the way to approach. To the point that, unfortunately, and I know this has happened in the past, then the focus and the concentration fades away. And in that conversation, when there's that background noise and conversations, it just dilutes and is not so good. So it's something that, for me, going to a party, I'm mindful, and it's something that I really consider, do I want to go to that party? How many people are going to be there? Is it going to be noisy? Will I be able to speak to someone on a one-to-one, or I'm going to be in a circle of people and then no structure? And look, it's just, it makes me think twice. That's why I didn't commit from the beginning saying, yep, give me a seat and I will do it. So fast forward to yesterday, and if the party was at 7 in the evening, I think it was around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, where I was like, should I go or should I not? I don't know. What's going to happen if I don't go? So, well, if I don't go, I have certainty I'm going to be with my children. I'm going to have dinner with them, with my wife. I'm going to have a quiet evening. I can plan on releasing the episode of the podcast as I tend to do on a Thursday or a Friday. Say, okay, yeah, good sleep, rest, and that's it. And then I thought, if I go to the party, I will be able to first see that ex-colleague and honor and just say goodbye and good retirement, which I think, if I was in her shoes, I would appreciate. So that's me looking to be empathic, which is not ideal for a person with ASD, just thinking, okay, let's think that way. And I thought, actually, you know what? Yeah, I think she would be happy, or at least she would be pleased that I came. That would be good. And then I thought, and I'm going to see other people. Oh, if I have left almost 10 years ago, if everybody in the company, or vast majority of people there, have joined the company after I left, I wouldn't know anyone. And I was just scared of going to the party and not seeing people. I knew there would be a handful of people in that party that work with me, and I know them. I know that. And I also realized that by the nature of having been in a company for so long, they would also be talking to a lot of people. So how could I get that share of moment to talk? Like, it's quite a gamble. And then with the people I don't know, how I'm going to do this. So just thought for a while, yes, no, and eventually I thought, okay, let's bite the bullet and let's go. So I dropped her a message and she said, well, don't know if we have a spaces, you know, there's even a waiting list, so we'll see. And then she said, well, there's someone drop out. I said, okay, great. So I made the payment for the food and the drinks and say, oh yeah, I'm coming over. And after that, did that, she said, oh, actually, that has been snap up that space. I'm sure they're going to be able to make a space for you. I'm like, okay, all right. So went there hoping that even standing, I'll be able just to at least meet people and talk. So arrived there just roughly half an hour before the party started. And this is after 1.5 hour drive. And when I arrived there, it was a restaurant. And they booked the whole restaurant for that, talking about 80 people. When I arrived there, it was rammed. I was like full of people already, like, blimey. I was thinking I would arrive a bit early, like half an hour early, so there's not many people. I can get my space. I can find my seat. I can just, you know, make sure that everything is in place. And you know from a previous episode that I talk about airports, etc., that's important for me. And when I arrived there, it was just like absolutely full of people, buzzing, conversations, everyone like, wow. And I was lucky that at the moment I was arriving, one of the persons that had been in the company for also 40 years or so was also arriving. So I was able to just salute and have a quick talk and go inside the restaurant with him. And then suddenly I had a bit of cover in the sense of not being exposed, not going and saying, okay, familiar faces, I don't see familiar faces, panic, what I'm going to do, I'm not so good with chit-chat, I'm not so good at talking, how I'm going to do. So I had that introduction into that environment that then led to see other people. I mean, I was really touched that a lot of people just met me and say, oh, Joanne, great to see you. It has been so long. How are you doing? And then it was a chit-chat that actually was kind of more welcoming. And it was not like, oh, How are you? How are you doing? Well, good to see you. And short, and I know it was short because I was somehow organized in a way like, well, let's find a table. Well, first of all, I didn't have a table. I didn't have a seat, so I had to create a seat in a table. So I scrambled the best I could. I found one place. I said, would you mind if I squeeze in between? I said, yeah, no problem. So I found the table. And the way the party went and the way the event went, it really helped me to sink in. And this is something that if you're planning a party and one of the people attending has ASD or you think about catering for neurodiversity, at the beginning was like sitting down. So I was able to get my bearings on who is on my left, who's on my right, talk to them, listen, just kind of like safe environment. And as I said, I was able to have conversations, listening to what they said. Gradually, it became noisier and noisier with more people talking. They put a bit of music in the background. And after the first starter, because we had a couple of starters, but first I started just people just stand up and went around to talk to other people. And I did that and I found it really working well in the sense that I was feeling comfortable. I have my foundation of people I have met. I've got into the rhythm of talking, listening. And then I was able to talk to other people and just really blend in. There were moments where I struggled to keep my concentration because there was a lot of background noise. And what I did is just be conscious about it and get closer to the person and just ask to repeat and say, I'm sorry, I cannot hear you so well. Could you repeat? And people did, which gives me the lesson and gives me the perspective that it is fine to say, I cannot hear you well. Or even as I said to someone, look, I really struggle with my hearing or my concentration when there's a lot of noise. I really want to hear what you are saying. It just have a bit of difficulty. You think you can say a bit louder or can go to a more quiet space. Not that there was a quiet space, but like, you know, put more in context. And that helped a lot. And the time flew. I had a really fantastic time. I connected with a lot of people that haven't seen for a long while. And it was fantastic. The party went on for a long while. I left four or five hours later. And I left simply because I had another 1.5 hour, 1.5 hour drive home. And I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to find a place to sleep. And obviously, I wanted to drive safely. So I left and it was great. Some people started leaving as well around the same time. So it felt the right time. And one of the golden nuggets I wanted to share with you out of this party was that talking to people and listening to them, I was able to start sharing with them that I'm doing a podcast. And this podcast has been launched and produced a bit like a secret, so it's a very soft launch. And explaining to people when they say, okay, how is your life? I say, actually, you know what? I think right now is one of the best moments of my life, where I'm feeling, how I'm feeling, how I am. And I say, oh, that's great. So what changed? Or what are you doing? And I said, finding out about having ASD has been great. I'm now creating a podcast to share about ASD. And I explain to people that I'm creating, that I'm producing, rather than, well, I have published, it's on the usual podcast areas that you can find, being Google or being Apple Podcasts or other or YouTube or other areas where you can find this podcast, rather than publicizing and saying, oh, it's out there, look for it, have a review, listen to it. I kept it very low-key. And I said, I'm producing it. Later in the year, I will just go out in social media. I will go on a mailing list. I will send you the link if you are interested. People say, yeah, please do. And I did that on purpose. And the purpose is for me to be more confident about this podcast, about telling people. Also because, like everything in life, practice makes perfection. Or if you want more than looking for perfection, which is like epitome of what it could be, practice and doing something gets it better day after day. And I'm hoping that my podcast will become better. I know it will, because I know my standards are not at the level I would like to be after more and more episodes. So when it comes to the time that I tell those people, this is the link, have a listen, share with your comments about what you think, it's going to be a place where they will see more episodes, and I'm hoping they will be more forgiving if there has been some mistakes. The same, I ask you to forgive me if you find that this podcast is not as sleek as it could be. You're absolutely right. There's more to do, and that's what I'm working on. This was the episode of today, really talking about a few topics, actually, as I reflect on how the conversation went. Really talking about the importance of being immediate and being present, not delaying, not looking for the perfect environment to do things. Do it when the heart says, do it now. In my case, talking about my experience in the party had to be done just hours after it happened, when it's fresh in my memory, when my voice is not exactly fresh. And so it is, rather than a few days later, perfect environment, probably not perfect voice, much better voice, and then not having that fresh memory. Do it now. And if you have something you want to do that you can do today, just do it. Don't delay. That would be one part of the conversation today. The other one is about how people with ASD really look at parties and how it could be. And, you know, if you have a friend with ASD, or even if you have ASD and you look at parties with a different perspective as people with neurodiversity do, just reflect and think how other people look at it. And if you think you need a different point of view, reach out to a friend and send check with that friend. Maybe you get a different point of view. And if this episode today help you to be braver and think in a different way and look at the party and think, you know what, I have a party coming up, thought about not going, I think I'm going to go, and I'm going to look for a different perspective, or this podcast help you to see that it's a life experience and outcome of life experience to a certain degree also depends on what ingredients we put in, how we look at it, what are our expectations. If we rethink that, then we might get out of it. And with that thought, I will leave you for today. There's going to be another podcast coming next week. My commitment is a weekly podcast. So far, so good. It's difficult to say how it's going to go. I know that if I had put myself to a lot of people saying, I'm launching this weekly podcast and all that, I will have so much pressure that probably would detract me from the commitment. Whereas now, I do it, I post it, and I really enjoy it. And I hope you really find it enjoyable, you like it, and you keep listening if that's what you want. Take care.